For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They can give you expert advice, and they carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. I do want to tell you about something new with Village Green. It's called IQU, I-Q-Y-O-U, so it's all about you. And it's developed by an integrative health pioneer who we talk about and who we've heard from, Dr. Joe Pizzorno and his team. He has leading experts that and has created this IQU to be a powerful AI tool that utilizes cutting-edge technology to help you best understand your unique nutrient needs, toxicity levels, disease risks, and genetic susceptibilities. By assessing your diet and lifestyle habits, lab results, and genomics, IQU provides you with a personalized action plan for improving and maintaining optimal health. And this is something you can share with your healthcare practitioners. It's fabulous. Go to IQUhealth.com. That's IQUhealth.com to receive your complete blueprint of your health. Now, this is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning, and I'll be with you next Sunday with a discussion on mindful eating with Dr. Patricia Webbing. Now, our guest today, and we're very honored to have her, Dr. Melissa Carullo, a naturopathic she got her naturopathic doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences. And our focus today is about healthy aging recommendations. And I wanted to tell you a little bit more about our guest. She received her naturopathic doctorate from National University of Health Sciences. She completed both an undergraduate master's in biology with a focus in genetics and molecular evolution. Dr. Carullo puts much focus on biological medicine and its treatment of chronic diseases as well as healthy age management. I love that term, healthy age management. Her practice interests also include endocrinology and blending naturopathic medicine with sports medicine. So we have a lot to discuss. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carullo.
Thanks, Dana. Thanks so much for having me. It's really a privilege to be invited on the show. I'm pretty excited. I'm excited to be here and chat with everyone. I hope we can teach our listeners a little information about healthy aging.
Well, that's what we aim to do. So let's get started. Let's talk about aging in general and what accelerates aging, and then we can get into what can change it, slow it down, and optimize your lifestyle.
For sure. Yeah. So currently in our society, age is really associated with sluggishness and inefficiency versus wisdom and knowledge. So, of course, the biggest and most worrisome issues with aging is the increased likelihood of chronic disease, so such as heart disease or osteoporosis, but also quality of life. So that would include symptoms such as fatigue, weight gain, poor memory, maybe brain fog. And from a functional medicine perspective, this aging process can be accelerated by, lack of proper nutrition, from the diet, lack of movement. It doesn't necessarily have to be intense exercise, you know, but just speaking about desk jobs and really being cooped up the majority of the day inside sitting. So lack of movement, increase in environmental chemicals or pollutants, and also increased stress. These can all contribute to the aging process.
Well, that's important, and we're all exposed to stressors. A little bit of stress is good for us, called eustress, but overwhelming chronic stress puts us into such anxiety. Cortisol goes up. Do you want to talk a little bit more about the physiology involved in stress responses?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you said, you know, cortisol goes up. So cortisol is the stress hormone. And we call this a sympathetic response in our body. So when we're stressed, what happens is everything pretty much tightens up. Our muscles tighten, and our blood will tend to shunt to our hands and our feet, because originally our ancestors, that response was to run from a predator or something that was ready to attack us. So we really want that blood in our hands and our feet, away from digestion, so we can run as fast as we can. We can pump blood to our heart, and we can breathe and open our lungs as wide as we can as well. While this is happening, it also just stimulates a host of response in our body, including an increase in inflammation. And then downstream from that response, we see a whole host of actions happening. For individuals in our society now, what we're seeing is that people just stay in the sympathetic overdrive. They're always exposed to stressors. Like you said, eustress is good, but if you have daily stress from personal life or work, inducing stress with exercise, it's very hard for our bodies to move out of that response. And we become, cycling in this vicious circle.
That's well described. I know the physiology gets pretty complex, but our listeners like to hear about the underpinnings of what's going on in the body. And I think of a car that we wouldn't drive that car 150 miles an hour all the time. We would not expect the car to last as long as a car that was well cared for and not pushed to that limit. So I appreciate you describing this. Now, let's talk first about some lifestyle changes people can make that can reduce stress and reduce the response to stress. Because as we know, 10 people can be exposed to the exact same happening and respond 10 different ways. So our response is what makes the difference. So, Dr. Carullo, I'm very interested in letting our listeners know what they can do in responding to stresses, because we're all going to be exposed. We're not living in a bubble.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, some of the easiest changes to make and some of the most relevant, because we see these same things come up patient after patient, is really just trying to slow down. So many people are on the go. They're eating, while they're working during lunch. They maybe eat their dinner in front of the television. So really taking, time out 3 times a day to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Be mindful of chewing. Make sure you're chewing your food thoroughly, before you're swallowing it. Chew with your mouth closed so we're not swallowing a lot of air. We really want to stimulate those digestive juices, right?
Perfect.
So many people walk into a restaurant now and they don't even smell the beautiful aroma from the food, which really begins our digestive process and stimulates saliva. So just basic lifestyle changes when eating and slowing our breathing and chewing down would really help on a digestive avenue.
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned this, because I think sometimes when we focus on all the information that we try to impart, we're forgetting about the basics. And one of my colleagues years ago said, Mickey Mantle said, go back to basics every month. Review your basics. And you just talked about the basics with eating. If you sit down and have this healthy food, throw it down your throat, it's not going to go well. And to sit and chew, there have been many studies showing the importance of chewing. And that's the most important part of eating. And so you elegantly describe that. So one of the things that I would add here is I have some rules that were in my household, and I tell my families this. No bad, ugly, stressful talk at the table. Only pleasant talk. It's not the time to ask the kids why they didn't get a good grade on a certain test. It's time to talk about nice things, pleasant music, devices turned off, and just enjoy the company. And it doesn't have to be formal, but those rules make a huge difference in the way people reflect on eating. As they look back, what was dinner time like? What was breakfast like? We have a very different kind of lifestyle now, but we can still achieve it within our modern changes. So I emphasize that. What other aspects of supporting healthy aging in lifestyle can you add to the discussion?
Yeah, and so like you said, it's a domino effect after that. So if we don't have, if we don't slow down and relate to our food, then after that, it just everything is going to crumble. So after diet, we're going to talk about exercise. And again, we're not talking about intense exercise. You don't need to buy a gym membership. We're just talking about taking breaks throughout the day. If you have a desk job, you know, make sure you are at least standing every 30 minutes or so, at least once an hour, incorporate a 10-minute walk around the building, stretch your legs. We want to try and just incorporate some fluid movements for our body because we weren't made to sit all day and be at a desk. This is new for our bodies. So we want to just start to move. You can go for walks at night, 30 minutes, three times a week. Find a friend or a companion, and you know, just like at dinner, it's a very easy conversation. Start to laugh and really put yourself into that relaxation mode.
I like that. Laughter, nothing beats it. A good
Absolutely.
Sense of humor. So we're going to continue this conversation in the next segment. And for those of you who've just tuned in with us, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicor Fermentate, Elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense.
Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognosure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognosure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognosure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognosure. Remember Cognosure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we are here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. I will be with you next Sunday with a discussion on mindful eating with Dr. Patricia Webbink. And our guest today is Dr. Melissa Carullo. She's a naturopathic doctor from National University of Health Sciences. And our focus today is about healthy aging. And we've talked about lifestyle changes, and we're going to continue that discussion. So, Dr. Carullo, please keep that going.
Yeah, I think that it'd be best if we could just talk about a few other lifestyle changes we can make. But also for individuals who are always on the go, and they find it hard to make, you know, some radical changes at first, maybe incorporate changes with supplementation. So the first formula we can touch on is Ultra Meal Advanced Protein. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but for the listeners out there, it's a medical food, so it's specially formulated to support nutritional management of sarcopenia. So sarcopenia is an age-associated loss of skeletal muscle because essentially we have not consumed adequate amounts of protein on a daily basis. So it's a big issue currently, and you know, it's getting worse because as we talked about stress, we start to burn a lot of our stored protein and stored muscle mass. We use up that money in the bank.
Yes. I like that. I use the bank metaphor a lot. It's perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So the protein is a very big issue. And unfortunately, the DRIs, RDAs for protein are woefully lacking. They're enough to sit up and breathe. I'm being a little facetious here. and it doesn't account for muscle mass that's needed, how much exercise a person has. And we emphasize protein in my practice. And it can be vegetarian source and animal source. Do you want to go into that a little bit more and tell us more about the Ultrameal? I'm very familiar with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Ultrameal is a vegetarian source. It's pea and rice. But that's not all it contains. So it has approximately 20 grams of protein, but in addition to that, there's additional macronutrients and micronutrients. So a very nice, well-rounded formula. You know, great for a person who's always on the go. You just put the powder in a shake, you bring it with you in a shaker cup, and, you know, when you're ready or you need a snack, you feel like your stomach starts to growl, you just add water to it and consume it. So it's really easy to incorporate. You know, I don't know where I'd be without my shakes during the day. And it helps to contribute to that muscle money in the bank situation. With 20 grams of protein, you have a few of those shakes a day and you're already at 40 grams. So it's a really nice formula.
And there are other nutrients in that. Can you go into more of the content?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said, there's macronutrients. So we're going to have fiber as well. There is carbohydrate. So there's some prebiotics in the formula. So to feed our gut microbiome and the good bacteria there. The protein. So there's vitamins. So there's many vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, the list goes on. Added branched-chain amino acids. Again, essentially just we all need so many amino acids and they're hard to get if we're not eating the protein. So to supplement with the extras and the formula is fabulous. And then our minerals. So there's magnesium, there's essentially added polyphenols as well, and some essential fatty acids. So again, a nice, really well-rounded formula.
I like this. And it does, it isn't to replace eating. It is to make sure that you get as much of the nutrient density as you can in your foods. And this is a food. This is a shake, and it's part of what you can eat easily. And I like the idea that you can take it during the day, especially if you're hitting the low spot of the day between 2 and 4, when blood sugar's low and cortisol's low and people are craving sweets. This should offset it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for individuals who are in sympathetic overdrive or in that stress mode, you know, this really defers a lot of that power of digestion that we need. It defers it away. This is very easily digestible protein, and our body doesn't have to work hard to get these nutrients.
That's what's important. Okay, tell us a little bit more about sarcopenia and the problems with not getting enough protein.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, sarcopenia is when, as we age, we're going to lose skeletal muscle mass. We're already seeing this in age populations much younger, decades younger than what we saw in the past because of current lifestyle, diet, and stress. So we're losing muscle mass at early ages. And we don't want to lose our muscle mass because, obviously it's important for us to move around. With lack of muscle, it's going to be hard for mobility. And as we age, it really sets us up for a situation where we might fall. If we have trauma, our immune system might not be able to heal as quickly. So everything essentially slows down. We're going to use that money in the bank up quicker. And again, then it's going to take a long time for us to heal. So, you know, the goal would be, you know, get so much savings, as many savings as you can now, so that we're covered when we're older.
And neurotransmitters depend upon the amino acids from proteins. So the body, as you say, breaks down muscle tissue when we're not getting enough. And so this is where we get, sometimes I call it fat skinny people or skinny fat people, because there's less muscle mass and more body fat. And that's not what we should be aiming for. So, and I do think that some of the diets over the years that have de-emphasized protein have done a lot of harm as far as people's health. People get brainwashed into hearing what foods can be dangerous when maybe that's not the truth. And of course, there's no one diet for everybody on earth. And people vary in their protein intakes, and I'm talking about natural diets. They vary the most in fat intake, from 10% in Africa to about 75% among Inuit people. But they also vary in fiber naturally. So my premise is there's no one diet for everyone, and how can I help each individual determine what their best diet is? So let's keep this conversation going. What other nutrients are important in slowing down the aging process and keeping especially our brain sharp?
Yeah, and you touched on one, and we should just go down that the path of fish oil, right?
So yes.
Diet-wise, there's plenty of published research suggesting that following you know, in a Mediterranean footsteps, consuming more fish than animal protein is beneficial in the long run because of that essential fatty acid component. So not only do essential fatty acids reduce inflammation and associated cardiovascular risk, but structurally, our neurons in our brain rely heavily on healthy fats.
Yes, our brain craves it. DHA for the structure and EPA is important for a variety of things, from brain, vision, immunity. There's so much that we depend on. And mood. Its effect on mood. We interviewed a doctor with the military who did research on omega-3s, looked at the blood work that is stored on the people in the armed forces, and compared suicide rates to levels of omega-3s, and those with the lowest omega-3 levels had the highest rate of suicide. And that right. makes sense to those of us in this field. And how simple is it for the armed forces to look beyond food, but to look at supplementing those in the armed forces for everybody's benefit? Talk to us a little bit more about the omega-3s and what they impart.
Yeah, so like you said, I mean, this is one of the supplements that is just a great everyday supplement for nutritional foundation because it doesn't matter really how much you're consuming in a diet, you could always use more of it. And there's so many different omega-genics formulas out there. DPA-DHA 1000 really is one of my favorites because you're getting a whole gram for every capsule. So the higher the dose per capsule, it often means you don't have to take as many capsules per day. But again, you know, what we're seeing is that a lot of people either don't consume a lot of fish, they don't like the taste of fish. It's very hard to get good fats in the diet. There's only so many sources. Or we have a hard time as humans breaking down those fats. So supplementing with EPA, DHA directly really bypasses those biochemical pathways and the need for certain enzymes to break down the fish to provide us with those key nutrients.
And the product is handled very well, so it's extremely low in toxics. What is the percentage of removal? Do you know that?
So I don't know exact percentages, but I can definitely speak to our quality at Metagenix. So every batch is tested by Eurofins. Eurofins is one of the largest labs in the world for fish oil testing. Every single batch is tested. So this isn't, you know, once in a while, let's just like test a batch and make sure that there's no toxins. It's every single batch. Detection is down to parts per billion for mercury and lead, and then parts per trillion for other potential contaminants. And then as far as quality and testing goes, Metagenix does meet and exceed all international standards. So World Health Organization, United States Pharmacopeia, the Global Organization for EPA, DHA, Omega-3s, and Environmental Protection Agency. So there's really no competing with the quality here. It's the cleanest of oil.
Yes, and that's what's important to patients. And some of the oils out there that are quite inexpensive don't have that quality, and that's important for people to know when they're making a purchase. So we will keep this conversation going in the next segment. If you're joining us right now, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. And we will be here next Sunday, and we'll be discussing mindful eating. We talked a little bit about that today with our guest, Dr. Melissa Carullo. But next Sunday, we'll be talking about mindful eating with Dr. Patricia Webbing. So let's talk more about our subject, which is healthy aging. Love the term, managing healthy aging. So, Dr. Carullo, what else do we want to talk about? We talked about lifestyle and taking time to chew and eat properly if we want to get the nutrients from the food that we're taking in. And we talked about the UltraMeal Advanced Protein and what a help it is to make a shake of that and consume it as a snack, part of a meal, in between meals, if you're having glucose control problems. And then we talked about omega-3 and its importance in brain structure and function. So could we continue the conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. We could talk about cruciferous vegetables and their role, or we could talk about magnesium. We could talk about both of them. Which do you want to hear about first?
Let's cover magnesium. I think it's a basic because it affects three-fourths of the enzymes in the body. And I like to say it's the M words: mood, mind, memory, menstrual, myocardium, muscles, metabolism, and bowel movements. So it's pretty broad.
Excellent.
I call
it. Borrow that.
Yeah, that's that really covers a lot of it. Tell us about magnesium's effect on aging with regard to the brain and neurotransmitters.
Yeah, absolutely. So you said so eloquently, magnesium is really a super mineral. So it allows over 800 biochemical reactions to take place in the body, approximately 300 in the brain alone. And it's especially helpful when it comes to facilitating those reactions in the brain. So the kicker is that it helps regulate neurotransmitters such as serotonin, dopamine, And these neurotransmitters contribute to feelings, so feelings of well-being or happiness. So if we don't have a steady stream of magnesium constantly, you know, trickling in our body, we may have difficulty maintaining magnesium levels. And then ultimately levels of our neurotransmitters. So this can trigger downstream symptoms such as, you know, anxiety or depression. So, you know, definitely something that we could use an additional supplement of on a daily basis.
Excellent. Excellent. Yes. And it's included, a lot of the Metagenics formulas include magnesium. It's pretty basic. So let's go in to the sulforaphanes and cruciferous vegetables. Let's talk about that. That's a little complex, and I think our listeners get a lot from understanding why they should consume the cruciferous vegetables.
Yeah, so cruciferous vegetables, so for instance, you know, broccoli, these compounds are very rich in compounds known as glucoraphanin. The glucoraphanin compound is super beneficial to our health. There's so many things that it can help within the body, especially at the genetic level. Glucoraphanin is stored in cruciferous vegetables, but it's inactive. So we actually have to chew. There's that word again. We have to chew the cruciferous vegetables, chew the food, or chop it to actually release an enzyme known as myrosinase. Myrosinase is actually which will convert glucoraphanin, the inactive form, to the active form sulforaphane. And sulforaphane is that buzzword among natural health blogs lately because it has so many beneficial actions on the genes in our body.
Well, it does. And for detoxification, it's extremely important. It's part of removing toxins from our body, both the toxins we produce and those exogenous ones that we're exposed to. Can you expand on the fact that some individuals don't taste the broccoli, cauliflower, the same as others, and there's a difference in the saliva enzymes that make that difference? I suppose it's because their ancestors weren't exposed. Do you know, or can you explain that? Because there are people that say they taste bitter, they're awful, and others say, oh, no, they're wonderful, they taste great.
Yeah, it's inconclusive information, but it could have to do with a few things. So the first one is it could have to do with just also lack of a really diverse microbiome. Because a lot of the enzymes that are used to break down these cruciferous vegetables need to interact with the good bacteria in our microbiome as well. And our microbiome is really going to determine how much is really absorbed or broken down of those cruciferous vegetables. So we could be eating broccoli sprouts or broccoli, but some individuals might only get, you know, like a 20 gram amount of sulforaphane, whereas others might get 200 grams. So again, it really just depends on what our microbiome is doing and how it interacts with those enzymes. Also, there could be an ancestral component, based on what are the diets in the past ancestors ate. Again, I'm from Italian descent, so obviously we ate more of a Mediterranean whole foods type diet, versus some of the Maritimers or East Coast of North America. They sometimes eat more starchy foods and a lot more animal protein. So it just depends also the ancestral diet, and then what enzymes or pathways were activated. So with time, just like most things, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. So these can all kind of have an effect on, you know, what's being stimulated, how are we going to digest, and it's different for everyone. So the best option for us is just to try and stimulate those enzymes and replenish our microbiome so we can get the most out of our food.
Well, you are really sharing a lot of good information with us, and I'm glad we're having this opportunity. I do want to remind people that they can go to EHLradio.com and listen to the shows, repeat the show that you've just heard on Sunday, and you can also choose any of the other shows. There's a lot of information in the shows that Village Green produces. So I encourage you, that's EHLradio.com, Essentials of Healthy Living. Let's keep this conversation going. What else do we want to talk about to enhance our healthy living, both in body and brain?
Yeah, I think that we should probably touch on a multivitamin, multi-mineral formula. And Metagenics has a great formula available. Honestly, I think every human should be on this formula. And the reason is the research behind it is absolutely remarkable. It's second to none. So would you be interested in learning about that?
Oh, yes. Let's talk about that.
Okay. So the multi I'm talking about is Phytomulti. Listeners may or may not have heard about it before, but essentially consuming two tablets of the Phytomulti yields a functional ORAC value of just over 25,000. So the ORAC value is probably a very new term for most individuals, but what this means is that we're really measuring the total antioxidant capacity of a food. So the total antioxidant capacity of two tablets of this multivitamin, multimineral complex is just over 25,000. I've never seen anything other than, a greens product being around like 1,500 on an ORAC scale. So just remarkable. And what this means is that we'd have to eat over 10 to 12 servings of veggies and fruit a day, just to be able to consume all the phytonutrients to have a 25,000 ORAC value, which most of us just don't have time to do.
That's right. we don't have the time, and we also choose not to take the time. Right. Although we have many interruptions that do that. That's very interesting because we're exposed in the last 200 years, and I'm being generous on that, to over 85,000 toxic manufactured chemicals, potentially toxic. Mm-hmm. Not all of them are necessarily toxic, but these man-made chemicals have not been studied. Only 200 have been studied, and they were grandfathered in, and it was due to the 1976 Toxic Substances Control Act. Many of those toxic substances attack our immunity. They lower our immune responses. They interfere with health. And so when you're talking about a high ORAC value, that's important. It's important in the diet and it's important in the supplements. So I'm glad you emphasized that. So we are going to carry on this conversation. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicor Fermentate, Elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of good information all about you and your health. Now, we've had an interesting discussion with Dr. Melissa Carullo. She's a naturopathic doctor, and we have been talking about healthy aging recommendations. And we've been talking about the Metagenics products that provide the nutrients that support healthy aging, both brain and body. So give us a little bit of a summary, Dr. Carullo, of what we've already covered, and let's go forward with adding more information.
Yeah, sounds great. So thus far we chatted a little bit about some lifestyle factors and changes that could be made to really support healthy aging. So healthy eating habits, some moderate exercise, trying to reduce or supplement to protect ourselves from environmental toxins or pollutants. We chatted about basically taking in enough protein, so consuming enough protein, getting more money in the bank. So in those times of stress, those times that our body needs more support, it's available for use. We talked about multi-mineral, multivitamin formula, Phytomulti, and the fabulous research surrounding the antioxidant capacity associated with the Phytomulti. We talked about Sulfora Clear, and Sulfora Clear contains a very active constituent from cruciferous vegetables, in particular broccoli, that is very protective for our genes and antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and inactivating harmful chemicals. And then we also discussed fish oil and how essential fatty acids are very, very essential for our bodies in amounts that are much higher than we could probably maintain through diet alone. And how not only does our body need it systemically, but our brain relies heavily on the fish oil for function.
That's a good summary. And what I'm thinking is somebody is out there among our listeners saying, why isn't diet enough? Why can't we do it through diet? And the reason is that our environmental challenges of artificial manufactured chemicals have been profoundly influencing in our health and our immunity. And I'm always reminded of the metaphor of the bank account, and you said the same, that we have a bank account for each nutrient, and we are dynamic. It's automatic withdrawals. If you have your mortgage coming out every month and you put enough money in for 1 month, you don't stop paying. because you've got to put more money in for the next month. We break down cells, we renew our cells, and that requires an excellent bank account of the different nutrients. So I like that you like that metaphor too, because I think it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And what else can we cover? Can we talk about vitamin D, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Vitamin D, obviously, is an essential vitamin, has boatloads of evidence, boatloads just proving that optimizing levels of vitamin D are necessary to maintain bone health, hormonal balance, immune regulation. I mean, literally, if you were to do a literature or research search looking for vitamin D publications, I don't think that there's not one disease state or condition that you wouldn't find associated with vitamin D. It could be recommended for literally everything. That's how important it is.
Yes, its influence is much more broad than we knew. And when the new vitamin D information came out probably 10 to 15 years ago, it was a huge change in our approach. And also, we don't accept the so-called normal range, which includes those people that have increased risk for cancers, cardiovascular disease, bone loss, obesity, diabetes, and many other problems, that I like an optimum of 60 nanograms per ml for vitamin D, the 25-hydroxy test. And people need to get tested because some people have genetic defects called vitamin D receptor defects, and it mandates that they need more vitamin D. So tell us more about what vitamin D does as far as our overall health, both brain and body.
Yeah, and you know, I think before we do so, you made a good point, you know, about the vitamin D and getting your levels checked, because a large part of the world's population has some degree of vitamin D deficiency. So it's astonishing that it's so very important, but most individuals have a deficiency. And over time, really, the lab result ranges have decreased because most individuals just can't meet the old standard. So they have lowered the standards with time, which is also quite interesting. So for sure, get tested. I like where you're at with the 60, maybe even more depending on what we're treating, if there's something in particular. But, you know, we need to be exposed to the sun to begin that absorption process. And that's the problem, especially for us Northerners. I mean, we really just don't get sun most of the year. So it could be a challenge. But yeah, I mean, we want vitamin D, especially in the elderly population, because a deficiency can basically, we're at risk for falls, fractures, and any incidence of fractures that would accompany those falls. We need it for our brain, literally as a cofactor for so many biochemical pathways, our thyroid, to get thyroid hormone into our cells to make it active. There's vitamin D receptors on most cell membranes, and most hormonal regulation also requires vitamin D to get those active forms. So again, like I said, there's pretty much not every function in the body requires to some degree vitamin D.
I am so glad that you're mentioning this, and one of my particular interests is that people with skin of darker color need more sun exposure. And as they have moved north, they have less sun exposure. And the Institute of Medicine noted that among people of color, vitamin D tends to be lower. And they deducted from that that's normal for people of color. And it's not. It's because they're not in the equatorial region getting sun exposure. And the only extreme case of rickets I've ever seen was in a young girl who had the bowed legs extremely. The mother had been to 3 orthopedic surgeons. 2 wanted to break her legs and thought it was a genetic issue. The 3rd one did a test and said she has rickets. Go see a nutritionist. And I told that mother, how did you know to ignore the first two? She said, I just couldn't believe that was the solution. Even though the medical community is more aware, we still have a long way to go. So I think you've covered vitamin D extremely well. In our last few minutes, can you give us some more hints and helpful recommendations? You've talked about the eating exercise and mindful eating, and we've talked about the supplements, nutrients that are important for brain and body and anti-aging. Do you have some other things to share with us?
Just basically lifestyle-wise, just slow down. We live in this world that, essentially, to be successful, we need to be producing, and that's changed over the years. We often forget about mindfulness and basically self-soothing. So take time out and really take care of yourselves and your health. Because we want to look good, we want to feel good, and we want to have money in the bank for later in life. We want to live well into, latter 90s if we can. People are living longer, but they don't feel good. There's always time to start supplementing. For listeners who, feel they're over that hump, there's always time to start supplementing. Our bodies are very intuitive. They want to heal. You just give them the nutrients and they're going to start to, turn on that machinery to push us towards optimizing our genetic potential.
Well, thank you. That's a wonderful ending and a good summary. I like to quote Jeffrey Bland when he described rectangularizing the curve. Instead of skiing straight downhill from health to death, we want to stretch that out, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. That song from The Gambler. So we want to be healthy and live healthy, and you've done a good job of helping us in that way. And listeners, I want to thank you for joining us and just remind you that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I like this statement. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here? Quash. Hoo-hoo, Jashkin. I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
For the nation, for the people.
It's why America's finest men and women serve our nation. Meet them at the Armed Forces and National Police Celebration on Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the National Cryptologic Museum in Annapolis Junction, Maryland. Explore military and police vehicles. See the U.S. Marine Corps Silent Drill Platoon. Watch live performances by the U.S. Army Field Band. Food, fun, activities, and prizes for the whole family. More on the museum's Facebook page at facebook.com/National Cryptologic Museum.